Queen 16th. It's this Sunday from their channel here on 960 The Quake. The Face-Off with Will and Willie, next on 960 The Quake.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
No.
Coming up on 7 o'clock at 960 The Quake, after this morning's earthquake tip at the top of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie, Will Durst, and Willie Brown, and Paul Wells, and we're spread out across America once again, gentlemen. Good morning to all of you.
We're not even out of the state of California, just barely, I mean.
Good morning, John Scott, Willie Brown here.
Hello, Willie Brown, and hello, Will Durst in Reno this morning.
Yeah, I'm about 30 miles across the border.
Well, happy Friday to all of you. What's coming up on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie today?
A lot of things to talk about.
The end of our fourth month. We're partying. That's it. We're just going to drink all day today.
One of Will Durst's colleagues on the comedy circuit, Paul Mooney, also an actor, will be over at the Punchline, but he's going to be here talking to us. And then, of course, the man who made the movie, United Flight 93, is going to drop in.
Paul Greengrass.
Spend some time. Yeah, spend some time with us.
Listen, Paul Mooney's at Cobbs, by the way. Newsweek's Michael Isikoff will join us. And in this hour, Representative Louise Slaughter, ranking Democrat on the Ethics Committee. There was something that was pushed through by the Republicans, called watered down reforming Congress and lobbying. We'll hear about that Abramoff move a little bit later on. And also San Jose mayoral candidate David Pandori will be joining us.
All right, Mr. Paul, thanks very much. Let's keep it real with Will and Willie in just a second. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. You can get more news and downloadable audio available right now at quakeradio.com. We're broadcasting in HD digital. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, and 960 The Quake. Happy Friday, 7 o'clock.
960 The Quake wants you to be prepared for the next earthquake, and we have some ideas to help.
I'm Tom Kreitler from Radio's The Money Pit with tips on prepping a personal survival kit. Do you have a go bag? No, it's not the latest fashion statement, but a necessity that could keep you and your family safe after an earthquake. In an emergency, you might need to leave your home quickly, or you could be stranded away from home in your car. That's why it's always a good idea to have a personal survival kit stored at both locations. Kits should be small and portable, but contain the essentials you'll need to get by for up to 3 days. A survival kit should include non-perishable food and water, include a first aid kit, basic medications like aspirin or cold tablets, as well as important prescription medication. A flashlight with extra batteries and a portable radio can also help you find your way and stay in touch. And since ATMs and credit card machines may not work, include some cash. Place all these items in a brightly colored day pack and keep your kit where it will be within easy reach if you need to grab and go.
For more earthquake preparedness tips, visit our website, quakeradio.com.
What if I told you I can make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:05, and this time we're brought to you by Cragen Auto Parts. They just cleared an accident right before Peninsula Avenue on southbound 101. Was blocking three of the center lanes. Now cleared, but you're backed up from Millbrae Avenue past that scene. At Crow Canyon and Coldwater Drive in Castro Valley, a big tree limb's hanging over the road, and you can get through there, but with a little negotiating, and there's traffic behind it. Crews will try and get it cleaned up in the next few minutes. A bunch of gravel fell out of a truck and spread all over 380 westbound, coming up to 280, and a Caltrans sweeper will be there in a few minutes. Minor delay at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza. We do have a crash on the upper deck before the 5th Street off-ramp. It's blocking the second lane from the left and also a stalled vehicle right before that. On the upper deck. Should be gone in a few minutes. Metering lights are now on. Don't miss the big Checker Auto Parts 4-day sale this Thursday through Sunday. Save big on motor oil, tools, air compressors, car wash supplies, and a whole lot more. Remember, for a great spring sale on everything that lives in your garage, come to Checker this Thursday through Sunday. Cragen's got it. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning on this Friday at 7:06. We're ready to roll. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown at the Hotel Vitale. And you can join the mayor and me and be part of our studio audience here in this beautiful lounge at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero at the Hotel Vitale in the Americano restaurant. And great power breakfasts go on here. Candidates come by doing fundraising. People drop in like Richard Branson from Virgin, have breakfast with Peter Gabriel. It's just a great location, and also Will Durst in the location of Reno. Did we win yesterday? You were supposed to play the slots for me and the mayor.
Sorry, boss. Oh, wait a minute, Will. There were six people that saw you going to the cashier's cage.
I don't think so.
With a ticket.
I don't think so.
They didn't see anything happen at the cage.
No, there wasn't anything happening at the cage. It was kind of sad, actually. But I only ended up losing $20, so, and a dollar of your money and $5 of your money, Willie.
Oh. We lost $6? Oh, yeah. Man, we're done.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how important that is.
How did the gig go, Will?
oh, the gig was great. I thought it was going to be at a luncheon. I thought I was doing a luncheon. You know, usually they have seminars in the morning, and then they break for lunch, and then they have a speaker. But I was a seminar. I went on at 11:15, so they were confused by the fact that there was a comic there. And this was the California Western Circulation Managers Association. So it was a lot of newspaper guys, but the grunts, I mean the people who actually work for a living. And there was a lot of seminars, and I stuck through one of the seminars, how to increase circulation, right? And they're talking about their boxes, they're talking about, what do you call them, the newspaper box, the racks. They're talking about the racks and pinpointing, looking for, you know, traffic and trying to figure out how many per square blocks, and single copy footprint was the buzzword. So I went up on stage and they, you know, it was like it was another seminar. They had no idea what to expect from me. You know, half these people didn't know who I was. Three quarters of them didn't care, you know. So I go up there and I start telling jokes and I say, come on, you want me to bring back the single copy footprint guys? And they started laughing at that and then they loosened up. And then they were a great crowd because they're all in the newspaper business, which really helps me. You know, I mean, that's my chosen demographic.
I hope you said something about the unsightliness of the newspaper racks and how horrible they are, why they should not be on street corners occupying free space.
No, these were not the people to say that to. These were the circulation people. I did say I do have a suggestion for better circulation. I said, hire better writers. And I got applause from the audience. How to increase circulation? Well, we're going to put the racks here, and then we'll make a deal with the 7-Eleven so that we can be in there. No, hire better writers. You know, that might help.
Well, you know, you keep using the term circulation, and I keep thinking about blood thinning, prescription drugs. That increases circulation.
That increases circulation.
Well, I think the blood is thinning in newspapers. That's one of the problems. People are getting all their news, all their information online. I still love a newspaper. I love the tactile experience of a newspaper. I can remember, like, when I read a newspaper and I go through it, and if you read the New York Times, it's not that hard to read four or five newspapers a day. People think it's incredibly hard. You just read the New York Times for the news, and then you read the San Francisco Chronicle for the features, and then you read the USA Today for the graphs, and you can figure out. But I actually remember a story by where it was in the newspaper. Like, oh, where was that story? Oh, it was the bottom left of one of the odd pages halfway in of the front section of the Chronicle. I can remember stuff like that.
Well, also, you got to know that once you've read the New York Times, when you read the other newspapers, you can skip over
exactly lots
of what's contained therein.
Yeah.
Because our newspapers don't have original stories. Only one has the original story. Everybody else has a copy of that when it's you reading it. So the first one you read, if you read the Chronicle first, you wouldn't read the New York Times version of that same story over and over again. So it shortens up your time. And then if you're only looking for one or two names.
Well, that makes it a lot easier.
You can read it much faster.
And that's why Leah Garchick is great, because you can just scan Leah Garchick because she puts all the names in bold.
Right. And usually
No.
There's nothing entertaining unless it's your name.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had a great night last night.
Oh, what'd you do?
I went to the film festival's gala, and they honored Ed Harris. They honored movie maker Herzog. They honored foreign filmmaker.
Herzog?
Yes. And all of those people were there. The place was just loaded with movie-making people, real, genuine movie-making people. Not so much stars, but like the head of the Motion Picture Academy was there for a presentation. That's a little short guy that, you know, ran down the aisle and screwed up last time at the Academy Awards. He was there.
And he's listening.
Somebody else teased him about it. Somebody teased him about it in my presence. And then George Gahn, the man who really kind of funds all of those things, was there. They sold the place out. They had to add two chairs to each table. And so you were seated on top of each other. And it was fun being
seated.
Where was
it?
It was at the Westin St. Francis, and I was seated between Sonia and Jeanette, and they were talking Russian to each other.
Jeanette speaks Russian?
Jeanette is from Russia.
Jeanette Etheridge?
She was born in China, in that Russian part of China. Yeah, you know, Jeanette has an interesting career. Uh-huh. Jeanette's mother was, I think, probably the CIA's leading person for those people that they wanted to get who danced and didn't want to go back to Russia. Well, Jeanette's mother was the one that concealed them.
So that explains her relationship with Rudy.
That's right. That's right. Ah. She's on the board of Rudy, the foundation that Rudy left. You know, Armin Bally handled all of those people in transition when they were defecting. That was the role. And Jeanette speaks the language fluently. And so she and Sonia embarrassed the hell out of me. I kept trying to figure out, are they calling me names?
They were speaking in Russian and you didn't know what they were saying? Is that
I had no idea. Yeah. They were laughing with each other. And then all of a sudden, and you know, and I got a chance to go up on stage to make some remarks. And, of course, I followed the Consul General of Russia. Of France. Consul General of France and making remarks. And, you know, he was very diplomatic and very proper and all that stuff. And I looked at him and said, now, I know everybody in here thinks I'm Gavin Newsom. Well, I am not Gavin Newsom.
No,
I said even Gavin Newsom's girlfriend who's here thinks I'm Gavin Newsom.
On 960 The Quick, we know you as Willie Brown. Hey, did either of you see the picture of Bush at the pumps in Biloxi, Mississippi? It hasn't been in the papers yet, but we got it on CNN.com. What a photo op. He's got a work shirt on. It's opened at the collar. He's got his glasses hanging in his pocket. He looks like he's got jeans on, and he's behind a car. He's not gas, though. He's not holding the hose, but he's just standing
he's
there.
He's not holding the hose.
Not holding the hose, no.
No, he was asking the guy, now, how do you do this?
But you know, you guys remember about a week ago, I did a joke about George Bush. The joke of the day was George Bush and Michael Chertoff are going to rebuild a house for a photo opportunity in New Orleans. Do you remember I did that joke about a week ago?
Yes.
He did that yesterday.
He was there.
New Orleans. He was wearing a work shirt, and he was putting together a house. He was holding the hammer wrong again. He's holding it in the middle, whereas anybody who's ever swung a hammer knows you hold it at the end because that's where you get the most leverage. It was incredible. Joke was prescient.
You didn't understand my comments over the last 3 or 4 months. Every time you've used his name, I've said, well, they're listening to you, and I want to disassociate myself.
But they're not listening to prosecute you. They're listening to pull ideas from you, Will.
No question.
Yeah, throw me in the street as a traitor.
No. They think Will is the closest thing to what Bush understands. That's frightening.
We speak the same language.
That's frightening.
It's not easy. It's hard work. Working hard. Mm-hmm.
If you weren't an American, they'd deport you. You know, we were talking about having a new feature here.
Paul is getting funny, right. Will.
Getting?
It's the chair. Yeah. Yes, getting, Paul.
960, the Quake Progressive Talk Radio. And one of the features that came from an email, someone went to quakeradio.com and clicked email Will and Willie on the Contact Us button and sent an idea for Hogs at the Trough. We talked about this, and maybe we'll call it Pig of the Week or something, but we have a little intro outro. And with the news this week, let's give it a shot in our opening segment because we got the burst of durst at the end of the 7 a.m. hour, and we have What Would Willie Do at the end of the 8 a.m. hour, and we have Will's Joke of the Day at the end of the 9 a.m. hour. So let's see on Fridays if we can just roll this in. Jamie? We'll see if we can roll it in.
See, that's what happens when you try to do new stuff on a Friday.
Use the music from 24 to get it in.
We can come to it in a minute. We'll come to it at the beginning of the next segment. We'll have Paul.
Pigs at the Trough.
Pigs at the Trough, yes. And we'll go right into it.
I think you better stay with Hogs at the Trough.
Hogs at the Trough.
Because the word pig has a significance.
Yes. We'll use Hogs
people.
At the Trough.
Are you okay, Will?
Yeah, well, did you see that third Hannibal Lecter movie? What was it, Hannibal?
Yes.
Yeah, where they feed the guy in the wheelchair to the pigs?
Except, yes. Yes, and those pigs.
That pigs have been starved for a while.
All right, so we're going to do it, but it'll be a real quick bit, and it'll be right in a moment, and then we'll have Paul Mooney, who's playing at Cobbs this week, and Representative Louise Slaughter will be joining us. She's a representative from New York, the ranking Democrat on the Ethics Committee. 7:18, and it's a Friday here. Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org. Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.com.
TVs, computers, and more to a free e-waste collection event at the Chronicle Pavilion in Concord on October 7th, 8th, and 9th. Drop-off is free. For times and items accepted, visit gotewaste.com. That's gotewaste.com.
Hogs at the Trough on the Quake.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt? And for all the little piggies, life is getting worse. Always having dirt to play around in.
And the Hog of the Week Award. The biggest hog at the trough for the week. Exxon's chief and Exxon itself, because his money only came from how much money they were making. So with the record $8 billion plus in earnings attributed to Exxon in the first quarter of this year, their record earnings last year, top oil executive was paid an average of $144,573 per day, and his total exit compensation for the year ranged in the $686 million. He had from 1993 to 2005, he took $686 million on the way out, got close to $400,000, a little above, maybe a little bit below $500 million.
You resent a guy winning the lottery, huh?
And that's our hog at the trough of the week.
Yes.
Do we have the outro music, Jamie? Ah, okay. Well, we just use the intro.
We have a guest.
We do. Paul Mooney is
Mooney.
Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney is the actor.
No, it's Mooney. When I first went to Hollywood, they used to say that. They'd go, we knew your father, Paul Mooney.
Oh, God.
Well, they would say that. And I'd say, well, then maybe you knew my mother, Harry McDaniel. Then they'd shut up.
All right, give me a shot here. Paul Mooney, who's playing Cobbs this week, is our guest here on Keeping It Real with Will Willie on 960 The Quake.
Yeah, I just opened last night.
All right, welcome.
It was great. Great to be here. Yeah.
You know this man has some local ties.
Some local ties?
Yeah, very local.
Yes.
Yeah. I go all the way back to the Huey P. Newton era. And that's a long time ago.
Not too long ago. Don't place me as being, you know, I was an adult in those time periods.
So. But you look great. You still look the same, seriously.
Thank you.
Black don't crack, because you still look the same. You still look the same. I'm serious. That's great.
So, Paul, you're now in New York, huh? Most of the time?
Yeah, most of the time I'm back east, and, you know, I miss it here, too. I like it here, you know? It's great.
Are you still on the road, though, a lot?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm constantly working. I'm very fortunate. I just finished a movie in Canada with Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, yeah? Cool.
Yeah, playing her husband. And she hasn't had a husband in real life or the movie since Color Purple. So it was very fun. It's a comedy, and it was great. It's great.
It'll be good to see the two of you back on the screen.
Oh, no. I think it's going to come out this summer, but it's interesting. I've been doing a lot of good stuff.
Good. Paul, what's it called?
What?
What's the movie called?
They don't know. They're trying to get a name for it now. But the movie's great. You'll see it. It's baloney something, but they're trying to change it to something else.
A lot of people don't know it, but Paul Mooney was one of the originals, original soldiers fighting on the front lines of the comedy wars. And he worked with Richard Pryor a lot, wrote a lot of his material.
30 years.
30 years you worked with him.
Richard, yeah.
You worked on his TV show?
Yeah, Saturday Night Live. I've worked with a lot of people. You know, Sanford and Son, and it just goes on and on, and Roseanne Barr, and for everybody. I don't want to mention the people that I wrote for, you know, because some people said I wrote for Jesus, but...
He denies it.
Yeah, it gets to be interesting, and then people get jealous, and so I hate people that get jealous. Jealousy is vicious. You start talking about, do you work with this one, do you work with that one? Well, who is this, you know? So,
how was it working with Richard, though?
It was the best. Richard, the world lost a genius. It was the best. Our relationship was just the best. I mean, I was his biggest fan.
No, second biggest fan.
Oh, really?
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm still looking for Miss Rudolph.
Yeah. Oh, no. Which is brilliant. And if you listen to all the old albums, you'll hear me on them laughing, you know. And we had kind of a relationship that I made him come up here, you know, and to Berkeley and work. Because I said, go up there and get some edumacation. That's it. And let the students see you. So we drove up, and he worked up here, and he learned a lot from being here. Everything changed.
I didn't know he spent time up here.
Oh, yeah, in Berkeley. Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my God.
The real early days.
Yeah, yeah, the days.
I'll tell you, that first concert movie that he did in L.A., Richard Pryor Live in Sunset Strip, might have been the most influential comedy tape or recording ever. I mean, all the comedians that it influenced, and you can see today the fact that he just broke so many membranes and made so many, and people forget that he was such an incredible physical.
You know, that was actually gifted. That was actually the second stand-up. Let me tell you the story. Richard was the first one to do stand-up in the theaters. Him and I, and a writer named Cecil Brown, we were writing a movie about him being from outer space and doing all this in the working every day, and in it we had the stand-up. So I came to work one day, and we were reading, and Richard said, the stand-up is out. I go, what are you talking about? That's the most brilliant part of the movie. What do you mean the stand-up is out? It's the most brilliant part of the movie. That's why the first stand-up that he did, You Don't See Me Around, because a producer came and read the script, and the stand-up part, he freaked over it. He said, this is a movie. And so he got a lot of money, so Richard kept it a big secret.
Uh-huh.
But later on, after it, then he paid me. But it's very, he said, it's out. Said, and we had a big argument. I said, what do you mean it's out?
Yeah.
I said, you can't.
Sold it.
Yeah, I said, yeah, you sold it. I said, you can't take that out of the movie. It's the best thing in the movie.
You're listening to Paul Mooney, who is an actor and a stand-up comic, appearing at Cobb's.
And a writer.
And a writer.
Yeah.
And claims an association with Jesus.
I've been a lot of things. I've been colored, Negro, Black, Afro-American.
A person of color.
Yeah, but I say that I'm a stolen African. That's the correct.
A stolen African.
Yeah, that's correct. And I have my own racial problems anyway, because I come from a mix. My parents, a racial background. My father's Afro-American, and my mother's a Negro. So I'm trying to. You know.
And you were on 9-6 of the Quake.
Right. I got to tell you, if anybody ever wants to hear one of the funniest things, your two CDs, one is called Race and the other is called Masterpiece. And I think every white person in America should be forced to listen to these things.
Oh, Race is. Yeah, New York Times said it was the album of the year. Race is. It is brilliant. And I can't keep...
Even if you do say so yourself.
No, it is. I can't keep enough of them. And what's that eBay or whatever it is they have that they sell things? It goes for $100 a hit.
Wow.
So, and it's 12 years old. I mean, come on. I mean, Race never changes in America. That's why it's still contemporary.
As a marketing person, let's do Race too.
What?
If they're selling for $100 a copy, let's do Race too.
I know.
Get back in that studio and go to work.
No. Well, I'm doing a new DVD in Hollywood on June 15th, and it's entitled Jesus is Black, and So is Cleopatra. So that should cause a lot of trouble. I'm going to fix the Da Vinci Code. They're trying to turn Jesus into a pimp. He marries the prostitute, and then he has kids, and then he goes. The church protects him. If you think that the Passion had controversy, wait till this Da Vinci Code comes out. The Christians are going to go flippo.
They're going to do it.
Huh?
And they're going to do it.
No. It's going to cause more. What was this? Brokeback? What was it? The Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah.
Yeah. The love story. I went to the premiere. Me and my friends from PETA, we went to see the premiere. We didn't care about them. We said they can do whatever they want to do. We're very concerned about the sheep. If they touch the sheep, we're going to burn the theater to the ground. And every time we heard the sheep, bah! We said, what is that? What's going on?
The man is waving the fingers. He's moving the fingers around.
Paul Mooney is our guest, and Paul's at Cobb's all this weekend.
Yeah.
And Cobb's
two
Comedy
shows
Club.
Tonight,
two shows
Friday,
tonight
two
and Saturday. Saturday night, and one on Sunday?
A Christian show on Sunday.
Yeah, right.
You're going to preview the Da Vinci Code?
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code. Right. The area code, 411. Yes, come and get the 411.
Well, thanks for visiting by and dropping in our studio here at the Hotel Vitale.
Hey, it was a pleasure. The first time I saw the advertisement for the two of you, almost had a head-on collision. I started laughing.
I hope you mean that in a good way.
Yes. I mean it in a good way because it was telegraphed. I knew how funny it was going to be.
Uh-huh. Ebony and ivory.
You know what? I really didn't think color.
Yeah.
It's
funny. That's the point. Yeah.
It reminded me like Amos and Andy. That's when I started laughing. It was
He didn't think color. Amos and Andy.
No, yeah, he was thinking Amos and Andy. Just 555 Edgecombe Avenue. That's all he was thinking. No, our address is 8 Mission Street here at the Hotel Vitale, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie and Paul Mooney. Thank you for being by. Have a great gig at Cobb's. Two shows tonight, two shows Saturday, one on Sunday.
Thank you.
Cobb's Comedy Club down in Columbus and North Beach, and we're here at the corner of Mission and Barcadero. Drop on by anytime from 7 to 10. We'll keep it going with Representative Louise Slaughter in the next segment. She is the ranking House Rules Committee Democrat, and she has some things to say about ethics. Right now, we got John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. Good morning. 7:31. Starting the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, brought to you by Chevy's Real Max. Get fresh at Chevy's with a new fresh and spicy chicken flauto for just $7.99. Enjoy those chicken flautos with a fresh raspberry strawberry margarita made with Cuervo Goat Tequila for a limited time. Chevy's Viva La Fiesta. San Bruno.
Here's where the traffic is at the moment. Stop and go from 101 San Bruno Ave up to 92. There was an accident a couple of spots around Broadway and also Millbrae Ave that are now out of the freeway, but you'll see a little slow and go through there. There's a tree over the road at Crow Canyon and Coldwater Drive in the East Bay, and crews should be on the scene right now trying to clear. The metering lights are on the back up to the end of the parking lot. It's heavy on the incline and on the upper deck end of the city. That should even out after a little bit. Here's a look at what's happening on 960 The Quake at 732. Attorney General Bill Lockyer says California will subpoena records from the state's 21 oil refineries and a half dozen major oil companies as part of an investigation into rapidly rising gas prices. Lockyer says that oil company officials will be required to provide financial details to prove their multi-billion dollar profits aren't from profiteering. The Bay Area Water Transit Authority ordered its first two ferry boats this week, and they'll be cleaner than your average ferry, about 10 times cleaner than the current fleet. The boats will be put in service around the bay next year. A bizarre crash and fire in the Castro yesterday. A person was killed, one injured, and nine cars burned. A driver headed south on Castro Street lost control, smashed into the parked cars. Gas started leaking. The gas caught on fire. Those other cars caught on flames. Some said it was a scene out of a Hollywood movie. People running around and screaming. An SFPD spokeswoman said she'd never seen anything like this in her entire career. Rosie O'Donnell will be named as the newest co-host of The View, replacing the exiting Meredith Vieira, who's headed over to the Today Show. That job, Connie Chung, Soledad O'Brien from CNN, who used to work at Channel 4 in San Francisco, and from Everybody Loves Raymond, Patricia Heaton. Here's a quick weekend forecast. We'll have morning fog today through Sunday, but real nice afternoons. And not a chance of rain. Mostly sunny. Highs in the 60s and 70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues live at Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. Here's a toll-free number you can call to get a list of these foreclosures. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink? Well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
The agenda for the people of the Bay Area. The humiliation of the Bush regime at the ballot box in November. The overthrow of Republicans in the Senate and the House. An immediate vote to cut off funding for the war machine. Censure of the president for lying to the country about the war. Step 1. The truth. 24/7 from 960. The Quake.
At 7:38 on this Friday morning, you've got it. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. We like to say it's the truth as we see it, not as they sell it. Willie Brown here in
an
our
undeniable
place.
Truth. That's a new movie, by the way.
Undeniable Truth.
Yeah, somebody is putting out. Yeah, somebody is about to do a new movie called, I think, The Undeniable Truth, which is, you know, like George Bush not being familiar with any language.
I'm looking forward to a little later in the show when we have Paul Greengrass, who is the writer, director, and one of the producers of United 93.
Which is getting a lot of attention. Mm-hmm. It's on the front page of the New York Times in their little summary today. It's already being touted as one of the pitches of the year. I would guess that this weekend it will garner all the attention at the box office when, in fact, there is an equally interesting little movie. It's a little movie called... somebody in the spelling bee, and it's a story about this little girl who becomes a champion speller, and it should be incredible. And we ought to be talking to folk on the telephone. In fact, Mike Isikoff should be talking to us about now, right, Paul?
No, Mike Isikoff's going to join us next hour. We're getting ahead of ourselves. But we have Congresswoman Louise M. Slaughter. She is a ranking member of the House Rules Committee, an official spokesperson on ethics and reform for House Democrats. There was a vote held or about to be held on a so-called lobby reform that Pelosi... has labeled as a ruse. Good morning. You're with morning. Willie Brown and Will Durst here, and I'm Paul Wells on The Quake.
Lovely to talk to you.
Thank you for joining us, Congresswoman Slaughter.
Interesting times, aren't they?
you know, Slaughter? That's an ancient Arabian curse, isn't it?
Slaughter, this is Willie Brown. How are you?
Fine, Willie, and you?
I'm in good shape. You represent New York, right? Which place in New York?
Rochester, Buffalo, Niagara Falls.
Oh, up there in the cold weather area.
It's pretty chilly, Willie. I don't look and be back in San Francisco.
Oh, well, we welcome you. We want you to come back. I notice where the Republicans had a little bit of trouble with this so-called lobby reform bill yesterday.
Well, you know, they seem determined to absolutely push that thing through. What's fascinating to me is there's an article in the Chicago Tribune this week, and the headline was that GOP seems to have a suicide gene. this bill has been denigrated by every outside observer, every major newspaper. There's nothing there. There's no substance. For example, they say they're going to ban private travel until the end of the year. Now, Willie, you and I know what that means, don't we? Till after the election?
That's right. That's exactly what it means.
And then we'll do what we want to. they couldn't deal with a gift ban. What they kept saying is the first step. Well, how many steps are they going to have to take before they really get serious? Now, we were not even allowed on the floor to present our substitute, which not only dealt with lobbyists, but with process. And in the legislative business, that's terribly important. And we wanted to get back into some kind of level playing field there where Democrats weren't shut out of conferences. And where we were allowed to offer amendments, they have really turned it upside down.
Well, isn't it important?
Allowed on the floor?
Well, the vote on the floor was they went into the dome of silence yesterday. We started on the floor on the debating the rule, and all of a sudden I spoke. I don't know if that scared them to death, but Jim McGovern and I spoke, so two of us on the Rules Committee, and they withdrew the bill.
That's right,
and
David Dwyer.
Went into a five-hour meeting. At least it seems, I'm pretty sure it was. They'll tell you no, but I think it was. And I asked when they got back, they decided they would go through with it. I asked if during the meditative period there, had it occurred to the chair of the committee that maybe he might want to give Democrats a chance to offer a substitute. But they shut us out. As a matter of fact, the bill they've got went to five committees, one of them ethics, which is dead, so they got nothing back from them. But of the four committees that went over that bill and passed amendments, And once those pass out of the designated committee, they're supposed to be pretty solid to be in the bill. They skimmed every one of them out for Democrats, including one from Chris Van Hollen that said it passed the committee 24-8. And I have to tell you, what they didn't want to deal with was the NSA. They didn't want to deal with reports. They don't want to hear anything. We've had no hearings. We had no hearing on Iraq. We get no hearing on Halliburton. Oh, what I wouldn't give for subpoena power.
Well, you can get that if you really work hard between now and November. I would
You're
assume.
You're working on it, Willie. Bless your heart. It's so nice to hear your voice.
It's nice to hear yours, too. And the people here on 960 The Quake love to hear your voice. We're going to have you in the studio the next time you're out here. And our studio is just fabulous. It's in a hotel bar in a lobby right here on the waterfront.
Oh, how lovely.
Where people can see us and we can see them.
Well, you remember my first grandson was born out there, and we all have a soft spot in our heart for San Francisco.
Oh, yes. Query. So David Dwyer was handling the bill on the floor. That's a Californian, you know.
Oh, yeah, I do indeed, yes.
And then Jerry Lewis, another Californian, was the one who recommended that they go into what you call the Dome of Silence. I love that phrase.
Willie, right up until they broke off the vote, the Republican appropriators were coming over to make sure we call for a vote because they were all going to vote no.
That's what Jerry Lewis said.
Yeah. But Jerry Lewis voted yes.
Oh, I don't doubt. Not after 5 hours, you know.
Yes.
You'd expect something to change because...
I don't know what went on in there, but we got 13 Republican votes.
And
I'm not sure even all of those were appropriators. So they did not follow through on their threat.
Well, but doesn't this give you more fire for the and fuel for
sure.
The fire in the fall?
Absolutely. There's no bill there. They couldn't deal with gift ban. What the Democrats are doing, we're just saying, don't get any corporate jets. You don't have any reason to be there. The Republicans say you can fly on a corporate jet, but lobbyists can't be there. But CEO can. So what's the difference?
As a matter of fact, it's even better for lobbying purposes if it is the CEO.
Of course it is. And so that was a hoax, and what Democrats were going to do is pay the full market price. In many cases, it could have been $35,000, and I'm pretty confident you can charter a plane for a lot less than that.
Of course you can.
Yeah, and I just didn't make any sense to me. And I couldn't see why a member of Congress would want to be captive on a corporate plane for 2-3 hours anyway. I mean, it's not going to work.
What was the comment about what was the concern about the so-called earmarking?
Well, the earmarks have grown under this conservative Congress that was going to, you know, the contract with America. We've got the largest deficit ever in the history of this country, and it's really appallingly bad because we're borrowing all that money from the Chinese and South Koreans and Japan and Saudi Arabia. And we can't do anything if they won't let us, to tell you the truth. But what we were worried about was terrible earmarks because a couple of congressmen on the Appropriations Committee are in serious trouble for taking all the money home. One of them was what Duke Cunningham did. He earmarked money for this defense company, which nobody wanted to support, in exchange for about $2.5 million.
Our guest here is Congresswoman Louise Slaughter. She is from upstate New York, representing that region of the country, serves as the ranking member of the House Rules Committee here on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio. And Will Durst, do you have a question for the representative before we get to your burst in the next segment?
Well, thank you for joining us, Representative. I'm just wondering, what's going to happen next? Is this bill going to pass?
I think they probably have the votes to pass it, although there's always been a sort of a sense that the rules, which we voted on yesterday, the rule by which the bill will be debated, is known as a procedural vote, and parties are supposed to vote the procedural vote. Some of them may change between now and they're going to finish it next week. But at this point, if it passes, it's totally useless. And I think that every piece of media in the United States will come down on them hard, and they don't seem to mind that. But I think their K Street people are still pulling shots, calling all the shots there.
And the 13 votes that you say you got on the Republican side of the aisle, are any of those particular persons in jeopardy of losing their seat?
No.
No, they are all safe seats.
No, that's right.
All right.
Well, there may have been a couple today, just at the last minute. I'll go that list again. At times when they know they're going to win, they do what they call letting people off.
Right.
You know, let them go vote the way they'd like to vote.
Yeah.
If we were in a democracy. And, but it's really a very bad scene. And the worst of it, what I really want everybody to understand is the place is corrupt. If you've got a minute, look on my website. The Minority Rules Committee put out a report called The Selling of America. And it's very important to Lincoln. We took the legislation that comes to rules. And as I said, we're the gatekeeper. We talk about who wrote that legislation, who benefited, who got hurt, and what both Republicans and Democrats tried to do to make it better. And we take up the Medicare bill and the my goodness, I can't get that out, energy bill, when I choke over gas prices.
Well, let's gas just prices
and tell me what you think of it.
And the gas prices in your district are like the gas prices in California, I suspect. They're off the scale. $3.37 a gallon is what I pay for gasoline.
Well, in this report, we talk about one amendment that would have already put up windfall profits taxes. If they had let us get that and have that passed, we would not be in this shape.
That was a Democratic amendment last year, right?
Yes.
Last year, Representative Slaughter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And today's news, Chevron's profit soars 49% to $4 billion.
It is scandalous. I've got two pieces of legislation in, one to cap gas at $2.50 a gallon, and another to do away with zone pricing, which prohibits the filling station owners, who are not at fault here in any way, but prohibits them from shopping around for cheap gas. And the Connecticut Senate, I think, passed it, and we're working on New York, and I've got a federal bill in if we can do it, and that will really go a long way to let them shop around for cheap gas.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us here in San Francisco from D.C. and representing the District of Upstate New York and Congress Representative Louise M. Slaughter.
We look forward to talking to you, Liz.
And next segment, it's the Burst of Durst, 749, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal clear high definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m., back to keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And on this Friday at 7:53, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Thank you, Paul. A bipartisan congressional committee has come up with a brilliant proposal that since the Federal Emergency Management Agency is damaged goods, instead of trying to fix it, we should just get rid of it. Yeah, FEMA is broken. The question of who smashed it to smithereens by hollowing out its effectiveness and stuffing it with clueless cronies with more experience creating disasters than responding to them is, well, not that important. What, are we a trust fund baby country now? Ew, my Mercedes has Googie on its front bumper. I don't want to drive it anymore. Get me a new one. Now. Is that what we do in America? Just throw stuff away because it doesn't work? Apparently, it is. There's a mountain of evidence that this is not an isolated incident. I mean, look at the middle class. Where are they? They're having their legs nibbled on by rats while rotting under the corpse of congressional ethics lying at the bottom of a dumpster. What about our electoral process? That seems to be broke, too. You know, we should just call this administration ineffective. Start back at the year 2000 again. Have a do-over. When you think of it, it's not such a bad idea. Maybe we could hold a cleansing ceremony, get some burly Nubian to toss President Bush into the mouth of an open volcano. Perhaps he'll even survive by landing softly on the bodies of Michael Brown and Donald Rumsfeld, who are also being nibbled on by rats. Needing no thanks for leaving you with that lovely image, that's your burst of Durst for today.
We want a mulligan. We want a mulligan on this administration.
Yes.
I want to start over.
I have you know this. Well, you'll get no thanks for that last 2 weeks.
Donald Rumsfeld being nibbled on by rats? Yeah. What? I mean, that won't carry you through the weekend?
I'm with the group, you know, that... I'm firmly of the opinion that you should not do cruelty to rats.
Yes, you're right. That would affect their diet.
Yes, it would. It could cost them their lives. You should never expose them their way. Good burst of Durst.
Yes. Thank you, boss. Excellent, sir.
Good burst of Durst.
I got a phone call.
And your phone is going off in Reno because your bookie wants to talk to you. You bet the wrong side yesterday.
You know what that is? I'm in a different studio, of course, and the studio that I'm in is normally traffic and weather studio, so I guess there must be traffic news.
I see. Well, we're right here at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Barcadero. You know, Will, in that burst, you hit on two things that our cohorts, Big Ed Schultz from 1 to 4 and Randy Rhodes from 4 to 8, have been hitting on. Randy's been talking about how they're out to kill the middle class, and you touched on that. And Big Ed Schultz yesterday was talking about the shrinking, that it's all part of shrinking the federal government down so there's no money to do any kind of social services. And I think it was one of the Federalists or Karl Rove himself that's involved in our government right now, saying that they wanted to shrink the government down.
Drown the baby.
Yeah,
starve the beast.
They want to shrink it down so small you can drown the government in a bathtub. That was the phrase I remember.
That's well. Grover Norquist.
Well, speaking of Carl, this morning Fitzgerald says in the next 2 to 3 weeks he will make the decision about what happens to Carl along the perjury line.
The prosecutor in the Libby case.
Yes, that they are reviewing the 5 appearances to see whether or not he sang the same tune each time. If he did not, he will suffer as Martha suffered.
Yeah, right.
But without a farm in which to wear the bracelet.
What about that story in Lodi? Remember that story in Lodi? These guys who they were supposed to be part of Al-Qaeda, and then it turns out the guy's being prosecuted for lying to the FBI. But the guy who turned him in got a $200,000 reward, even though he lied to the FBI. They told him that this guy was part of Al-Qaeda. So one guy gets a $200,000 reward for lying to the FBI. The other guy gets prosecuted for lying to the FBI.
And
selective justice is what I'm talking about.
And one of the guys got convicted. The younger of the two men that were prosecuted got convicted.
Yeah, but he was never a member of Al-Qaeda. He just said that he didn't go to a meeting that he did go to.
Right. And now one of the jurors who convicted him says that she was browbeaten, literally, into voting a guilty verdict.
And really?
Yeah, she filed a 2,000-word affidavit yesterday saying, hey, I never would have voted that way. She's a 44-year-old nurse from Sacramento named Lopez, and she's trying to recant her guilty verdict vote so that, in fact, this guy will not face 30 to 39 years. He's facing 30 to 39 years in prison.
Yeah, wow. For lying to the FBI. And the other guy who lied to the FBI, $260,000 reward. Jeez. The only justice is in the halls.
I'll take some of that. Michael Isikoff joins us in the next segment. He wants to talk about Karl Rove as well, and Tony Snow will visit that topic. And here it is on this Friday. I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And your calls at 866-965-753. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on The Quake.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
Kevin. 2006 is the year of The Quake. Broadcasting in HD digital, this is KQKE. Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The UN Nuclear Watchdog Agency says Iran has defied the UN Security Council on its nuclear activities. That word from the Associated Press. It is unclear at this stage what further action the UN is prepared to take. The State Department's annual terrorism report says Iraq has attracted foreign terrorists and extremists inside the country who are working to turn it into a terrorist safe haven. The report says extremist groups don't say it's there yet, but they're working to make that characterization of Iraq a reality. Impressive U.S. economic growth.
The U.S. economy snapped back in the first quarter, growing at an annual rate of 4.8%. That's the fastest growth in nearly 3 years. Business and consumer spending powered the gross domestic product number.
That's correspondent Gene King, but economist Joel Naroff at Commerce Bank says consumers' perceptions about gas prices could play a big part in future growth.
If they start believing these prices are going to stay up at $3, $3.50, we will start seeing a switch, and that will make a difference.
President Bush, meanwhile, is asking Congress to let...
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your show... while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Tell them Will and Willie's.
Business leaders need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
800-3389.
Here's a quick traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. This report brought to you by JCPenney. It's all inside. Light traffic around the Bay Area in a lot of spots. Only a couple of problems right now on the board. Accident on the bridge. Just got cleared to city streets right before the Fremont Street off-ramp on the upper deck of the Bay Bridge. It's heavy on the incline. Metering lights are still on. The backup is to about Grand Avenue. Two-car crash blocking the right lane on 80 westbound at the 12 West Jameson Canyon Road off-ramp. It's the JCPenney Spring Blowout. It's today and tomorrow, night and day doorbusters. Today, 4 till close. Saturday, 8 a.m. until 1. It's all inside. JCPenney. Another hour of Keeping It Real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can drop by, be part of our studio audience. Will Durst is in Reno today and very excited about our broadcast. You and Tony Ryan, who usually handles the controls here at the hotel, is already in the Big Easy setting people up. We should talk to Ray Nagel, Nagin and the other candidate.
Mitch Lando.
Both of them
Landro.
For mayor. Of New Orleans that are running, and other people from American Red Cross that are there, and we're even trying to line up someone from FEMA.
My wife is already there, and I'm worried. She went in last night, and I know she stuck her head out of the cab and went, woo!
And with her orange hair, she'll fit right in the French Quarter, that's for sure. From Washington, D.C., joining Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, every week at this time, we have Michael Isikoff, senior investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Michael. How's it going in D.C.?
Well, you know, fun never stops.
You have the Correspondents' Dinner tomorrow night, right, Michael?
Yes. Steve Colbert is the featured entertainment. That should be fun.
And you're going?
I am. Oh, I gotta say, these dinners get a little tiresome. It's the sort of, you know, it's like going to your senior prom every year for like, you know, 50 years. Wow, it does get a little old. You know,
who you taking?
The first time, but you know.
Who you taking?
Actually, Newsweek has a unusual policy where all our guests are invited by Lally Weymouth, big brass in New York, Big Cheese. She decides who goes. She draws up the invite list. I think we got Josh Bolton, so that's not bad.
Oh, wow, that is good.
Staff. There's been some talk that George Clooney may be there, at the Newsweek table. I don't know. We usually get four or five tables, so I don't think I'll be sitting at the table with either of them, you know. They don't usually put me at the...
The luminary table.
Although, actually, I should take it back. A couple of years ago, I did sit next to Meg Ryan at a White House Correspondents Dinner. She was a guest. And we had a substantial discussion about Ahmed Chalabi.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was interested. We'd written a lot. And so she had some questions, trying to bone up on
Iraqi
opposition.
And I hear the new president or the new prime minister of Iraq changed his name.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, he used to be called Jawad, and now he's calling himself Nouri.
All right.
Yeah.
Is there a significance to this?
I guess Jawad was his slave name. Actually, it was a name when he was an expatriate. And Nouri, he is more Iraqi.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm going to change my name, too. I'm accepting nominations.
Do you think Tony Snow will be there tomorrow night?
I'm sure. I imagine he will. It would be the kind of event he would go to, and I imagine it'll be the toast of the town or toast of the dinner tomorrow night. Everybody trying to suck up to him. I know him. A lot of people know him. He's clearly conservative, but he's got a reputation of being, first of all, a nice guy, just a good-natured guy who understands the press and understands how the press works. He's spoken his mind over the years. So we'll see how this fits in with the sort of, corporate button-down Bush White House. Does he become more like them, or does he change, help to change the atmosphere? I don't know. Only time will tell, as they say.
No, that's the third or fourth change now. Josh Bolton and Bolton's assistant, and then the new guy for management of the budget, and now the new spokesperson.
Now, the question is, are we talking about, are there going to actually be any policy adjustments here, or are these cosmetic changes? It's very hard to see what the policy implications of this. I mean, this may change the atmospherics, but as I say, I think I made this point a few weeks ago that Josh Bolton, if the president was really looking to shake things up, Josh Bolton, who's been part of his team all along, would not be the person you would turn to. Although he has done more than we thought. He's been a little more aggressive in shaking things up than we thought. So we'll see.
What was the what's the word out there on why Mr. Rumsfeld and Ms. Rice jetted off to Iraq?
Well, look,
so
that this is a
secretively
big, right. Yeah, I think that they got a lot riding on this. This administration has a lot riding on things getting straightened out over there, and this was a sort of high level reinforcement of that, saying sit down with this guy. Go over what he needs to be done. And already, I thought it was interesting, headline today in the paper, he's talking about, troops are going to start coming home, maybe start coming home by the end of the year. That is the kind of stories that the White House wants to sort of get out there. Now, whether it actually happens or not, or can happen, is another question. But I think that don't be surprised if come October, a few weeks before the election, there's some big announcement about troop withdrawal. That is the way these things tend to go.
They wouldn't.
You may
be...
remember, you guys.
No.
As am I to remember 1972. You know, peace is at hand. Henry Kissinger. You know, just before the 92. McGovern election landslide followed. You know, by several weeks later by the Christmas bombing of Hanoi and Haiphong. So.
Hell, I remember in 2004 when Osama bin Laden released a videotape a week before the election endorsing Kerry, and suddenly Kerry loses when he was ahead in that week.
You think that was a setup?
I'm just a conspiracist. I do believe all this stuff.
Kerry's reaction was that you were supposed to endorse me, but you're not supposed to tell anybody.
Right.
Mike is a call for 960 The Quake. Every Friday morning, we get the benefit of the Washington input. And in that score, where do you think we're going now on this business of killing FEMA? Some people have said, kill FEMA. What's that all about?
Oh, well, this is a reaction to Katrina, right? I mean, the disaster of the disaster management of, you know, has been one of the huge black marks for this administration. I mean, so people are looking for dramatic, you know, changes, but, you know, it's always reorganize something. Isn't that the response to everything? Right?
Investigate
well,
and reorganize.
We'll reorganize. We'll put it in a different box. We'll redraw the lines.
Give it a different name.
That's how we created the Department of Homeland Security in the first place, right? And then discovered we forgot to make sure that somebody was paying attention at the very highest levels to natural disasters, which can cause far greater havoc and loss of life than terrorist attacks.
And we didn't know how weak we were until Katrina came along. Rita and Katrina came along, and that ended up exposing us. And I would guess that those U.S. senators who made their statement yesterday are sensitive to that. Maybe we'll go back to the days in which Katrina was run by Jamie Lee Witt, and it was done in a way in which, you know, natural disasters were dealt with effectively. Is there any reaction or as much of a reaction to the wiretapping? I notice where Arlen Specter, Michael, is insisting that the nation refocus on the wiretapping process in the Bush administration, and this is a Republican saying that.
Right, right. Well, Specter has been pretty strong about this for a while now. The problem is I don't see them... This whole debate about this wiretapping program is so frustrating because the facts of exactly what they're doing are cloaked in secrecy, and not even the lawmakers, such as Specter, can be read into the program. So if you're not read into the program and you don't know exactly what you're doing, how do you conduct a informed debate and make informed decisions about whether they're violating the law, and secondly, how the law might be recast to accommodate the program if you don't know exactly what they're doing? And the number of people who do know what they're doing are very small. It's you know, really on Capitol Hill, only the chair and vice chair of the two intelligence committees and congressional leaders, but you know they are barred from telling it. I mean, I think they've told a little bit more to the intelligence committees since all this erupted, but they're not allowed to tell anybody. So we don't know. We don't really have a handle. I've talked to a lot of very smart people on this and said, well, you know, it kind of depends on exactly how they're doing it and what they're doing. And, you know, we sort of generally know there's this data mining going on in which they're monitoring overseas phone calls that go through switches in the United States. So that means somebody in Islamabad, Pakistan, calling somebody in London may have to go on a cell phone, may have to go through a switch in the United States. That switch allows the an NSA to monitor those phone calls. Then they do, this is as best as I understand it anyway, those phone calls are kept careful tabs on, and if there's a reference to a U.S. citizen on it or somebody, a U.S. person on it, or there's some reference to getting a phone call or something that triggers a belief that there's somebody in the United States who's an associate of one of these two people at either end of this phone call, then that becomes the hook to begin monitoring those phone calls, absent any kind of FISA approval. That's as best as I understand it.
And, Michael, we have this from Senator Feinstein, that she is introducing legislation to require White House notify Congress when intelligence is declassified, which is another side of the Libby coin on the wiretaps. We have Michael Isikoff, senior investigative reporter from Newsweek, joining us here at 8:17 on this Friday, and we'll continue to speak with you. And I know you have some thoughts about Tony Snow as the new press secretary for the White House. We'll talk with that with Will Durst, Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells.
Here I want to talk about Karl Rove again before the grand jury, Michael.
And it's Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake.
Business leaders, do you need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff business and networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Enjoy food, prizes, and a valuable employment business toolkit. Most importantly, you'll be networking with Bay Area business leaders and locally elected officials. Space for this event is limited, so call now to reserve your seat at 650-802-6500 or go to lifeafterthelayoff.org. That's 650-802-6500 or log on to lifeafterthelayoff.org.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get one thing no one else can give you. That's me, Mike Fraga. I don't own a car dealership. I'm not even a general manager. You don't buy cars from owners and general managers. But if you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you get an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. I've got hundreds of credit unions and the nation's most aggressive lenders. And by the way, I'm still looking for somebody with 8 auto repossessions. Call 1-800-FRESH-START, and I'll give you that fresh start you've been looking for. That's 1-800-FRESH-START. And don't forget my competition. That's 1-800-NOT-SO-FRESH-START. Approval of credit, subject to prior sale, whatever.
Hi, this is Jim, and you've reached my cell phone. My piece of crap cell phone. The one that looks like debris from a Cold War Soviet satellite? The cell phone whose ring sounds like a desperate plea to be put out of its misery?
Need a new cell phone? Just visit letstalk.com. We carry the latest cell phones from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. Letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
So we're back, and we've got more music coming up in just a second. But first, this news just came in. Right now, the government and private banks are liquidating houses. Now, these are homes that have been foreclosed, confiscated, or repossessed, and they may be sold for little or no money down. 1-800-339-1890. It says here every house must be sold. The government and banks are very motivated to sell these homes, and they may be sold for little or no money down. And it looks like there's currently over 40,000 foreclosures in the database being liquidated now. Now, homes may be sold for little or no money down. You can get a list of these foreclosures by calling CRN at 1-800-339-1890. No credit? Hey, it's okay. Again, for a list of foreclosures, call 1-800-339-1890. That's 1-800-339-1890.
H 20 on this Friday, and you're keeping it real with Will and Willie. 960 The Quake, progressive talk radio for the Bay Area, and I'm Paul Wells with Willie Brown here at the Hotel Vitale, where any day, Monday through Friday, you can drop by, be part of our live studio audience here at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. And Will Durst is in Reno today. He and Tony Ryan will both be in the Big Easy New Orleans on Monday or Tuesday. Those will be very special programs as well. And with us from Washington, D.C., senior investigative correspondent of Newsweek, Michael Isikoff, who's a regular guest every Friday, and checking in with what's going on there. Now you have a new press secretary. Have you met Tony Snow?
Oh, I've known Tony Snow for a long time. Not well, but do know him. And he's, you know, I think I said before, he's a good guy, well-liked, personable, known for a sort of, you know, speak his mind and be a little independent. You know, I will just have to see whether this how this works out. But
he's also funny.
He's a heavyweight. He's a heavyweight.
He's funny too.
Yeah, it can be very funny. Very funny. Yeah, yeah. Well, hey, look, it's a good move. You know, again, he's going to be able to change things or not is another question. But you know, or whether does he get changed by the process? But he knows reporters. He knows how reporters think. He knows how reporters act. And
but Michael, isn't it a fact that when a person is a spokesperson for somebody as important as the president, his utterances literally have to be rooted in what the president authorizes him to say?
Well, of course, yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, the tension behind all these things. I mean, hey, I'm sure you had press secretaries when you were mayor, right?
Shot them all. Shot them as soon as they screwed up.
Right, exactly. No, the big thing is Roe. I mean, that's the one to watch. Look, I don't know whether he's going to get indicted or not, but 5 grand jury appearances is pretty extraordinary.
Well, there's a story this morning that
that's what, all about one conversation too. I mean, you know, he doesn't remember it, then he remembers it a little bit, then he remembers it some more, and then, you know, it's pretty extraordinary. I mean, it may just be, as some people have suggested, that Fitzgerald wants to keep this going for tactical reasons in the litigation with Libby, because he wants to show that the investigation is continuing, and that way Rove doesn't get called as a witness at the Libby trial. I don't know. That's sort of the line from the Libby camp here. I just don't know whether that's the case or whether he is planning on indicting him, but it does strike me as an awful lot of investigative resources have been spent on Karl Rove. You got to think Patrick Fitzgerald is an experienced enough prosecutor that he would not want to waste the time of the grand jury and his own lawyers on this if he didn't think there was a substantial reason.
But this is a different grand jury, right?
Different grand jury, second grand jury. That's right.
And yeah. Clearly Rove would not be available as a witness if he had been indicted already, so...
Right, or if he was still under investigation, he might not be available as a witness either. Look, no prosecutor likes to be lied to, and certainly Patrick Fitzgerald doesn't. And I think that there was deep suspicion on Fitzgerald's part and the people he was working with that these multiple conversations, the accounts that Karl Rove keeps giving or gave to him over the course of this investigation. You know, I mean, either they were innocent lapses in memory or they were purposeful lies. And if he had reason to think that they were lies, that would provide him, Fitzgerald, with the motive for these continuing grand jury appearances by Karl Rove.
And I don't want to really speculate because I never like to do that. It will be an interesting explanation by Tony Snow if, in fact, they have to discuss Karl Rove's resignation.
Right. Well, look, nothing hurts Scott McClellan's credibility more than when he went out there and assured everybody that Karl Rove and Scooter Libby were not involved in the leak of the Valerie Blaine Wilson matter, and then it turned out that they were. That really undermine McClellan's credibility, and I'm quite sure Tony Snow does not want to be in that kind of situation.
And I'm sure Mr. Bolton, who's now gotten him out as the policy advisor, domestic policy advisor, has him over and out on the campaign trail. It would further relieve him if Mr. Rove was gone altogether.
Yes, it would. Yes, it would. And I thought it is significant that Rove did get a bit of a demotion there when Bolton took over. You know, the explanation is to focus on the election and political matters that Rove does best, but you know, there are other interpretations, shall we say.
Yeah, there's other interpretations, but this is probably what the file, rank and file really want. They want Rove working for them. They want to. Is he going to be molding the campaigns, or is he just going to be throwing?
Yeah,
in?
Of course, that's what he does.
Yeah, that's what he does. And he's good at it. He's good at alienating the middle class away from Democrats and bringing them into the responsible stewardship of the Republican Party.
So he's got where. That's how they got where they are.
Maybe it was the Peter principle. Maybe he was good at this, and he was lousy at what he was doing for the president.
And I wonder whose table he's seated at.
Distinction between politics and policy, and I think in Rove's case, it all kind of melds together.
Let's check out whose table he's the guest of.
yeah, they stick
a Washington correspondence.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you see him serving, we'll know what is it.
Okay. All right,
Michael,
guys.
It's always good.
All right, enjoyed it. Talk to you next week.
Yeah, right. Good weekend, buddy.
Yeah.
That's Mike Isikoff, the man who is a foreign correspondent and a coverer for The Quake from Washington, D.C., and he does it for Newsweek. 960 The Quake, you can always get it here, and you get it first.
And, Willie, your weekend is going to be very political, isn't it?
That's what they tell me. They tell me that I have undertaken the responsibility pro bono to chair a meeting of a group of people that call themselves Democrats.
Uh-huh.
And that they're struggling over who shall be the person who takes on Arnold Schwarzenegger, who shall take on McClintock on the Republican side of the aisle, who will be the next Attorney General replacing Bill Lockyer. Who will be the insurance commissioner? There's just a whole series of things. Who will be the assembly person in the 12th district, which is Fiona Ma versus Janet Riley? And
heated.
That's gotten kind of complicated.
And heated.
Heated, yes.
Well, let me tell you, it got heated because the IRS issued on its website a statement to the effect that Fiona Ma had been the treasurer for the governor of South Dakota in his race.
What?
Yes. And it obviously was a mistake. And, of course, the
what?
The Riley people made sure the world, in particular the world of choice, was fully aware that that information was on the website.
But it was false.
Well, it turned out to be false, but only after it had been out there for many months. And the IRS took its own sweet time acknowledging that it was false.
But did the Janet Riley people know it was false when they put it out?
I cannot answer on behalf of that campaign. All I know is that they put it out there. They have no way of knowing. I don't think they called Fiona up and said, "Hey, Fiona, well, are you the treasurer of
what was the LBJ quote you're fond of, Mr. Mayor?"
Accuse your opponent of making love to a sheep and then have him deny it.
I'm my guess, Will Durst comment. I don't make comments like that.
But no, well,
he didn't say making love to a sheep. He said sheep thinger. Yeah. Well, so are you going to be wearing your Kevlar suit? Are you taking your special Kevlar suit to avoid, you know, being caught in crossfire?
Oh no! I'm going to change clothes
civilized.
at least six times. I will be on display. I will show them what a real candidate for governor should be,
lead by example,
and would be.
And
that
speaking
exactly
of candidates,
right.
We have in our next segment one of the many candidates we've had here on The Quake from San Jose's mayoral race.
Oh, coming.
David Pandori is going to be with
That's
us.
Number
in
four.
The next segment. You are correct, sir.
So we're missing Cindy Chavez. is.
That's next week.
Next month, on Monday, we'll have her while you're in New Orleans. You don't get to meet her live, but you'll give her some bon ton roulette directly from New Orleans.
Matter of fact, we will have had all the candidates except that guy Reed.
Yeah,
who says he's too busy at 7 o'clock in the morning raising money.
Can't come here to the Hotel Vitale.
That's what he told Paul.
We'll invite him one more time. And right now with Will and Willie, I'm Paul Wells, and here's John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, Paul. It's 8:31. Traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center is where we'll begin. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. We're brought to you this time by the new Sony NavView personal navigation system. Well, they have a couple things to navigate you around. 101 northbound before Vermont Street around Hospital Curve. A stall in the right lane. Three-car crash over on the right shoulder on 80 westbound. Now, at Pinole Valley Road, it was in the lane. Not a real big backup behind it. Metering light's still on. Heavy on the incline and on the upper deck, but no problems on the approaches. The backup is to West Grand now. The new Sony NavView personal navigation system features a bright touch panel screen, superb audio, convenient repeat button, and preloaded with full U.S. maps. Drive happily ever after. Sony.com/NavView. Here's a look at what's happening in 960 The Quake at 8:31. Some of that extra money Americans have been paying at the gas pump, like us, is contributing to soaring profits for another of the big oil companies. Chevron just reported its first quarter profit. It rose by a measly 50% to $4 billion. Two of its biggest rivals have already reported big profits for the quarter. The executive board of the union that represents Oakland school teachers decided at its meeting last night not to make a recommendation either way, whether its members approve a tentative agreement that was reached last week. Teachers will vote on the agreement in a meeting scheduled for Wednesday, May 10th. A very strange crash in the Castro yesterday. A car crashed into several parked cars. A person was killed, one injured, but the gas leak from the smashed car burned nine others up. Standbyer said that it looked like a scene from a Hollywood movie, and an SFPD spokeswoman said she'd never seen anything like this in her entire career. Look for higher airfares, higher gas prices, and long lines at the SFO, Oakland, and San Jose airports this summer. Planes are projected to be so jammed that even getting the middle seat on a flight might count as a minor victory. And yet, it's thought that Americans will travel more this summer than at any time since the busy summer of 2000, before a recession on September 11th set the U.S. travel industry into a slump it is only now pulling out of. A nice weekend ahead. Quake weather, morning fog, mostly sunny today, tomorrow, and Sunday with highs in the 60s to the upper 70s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on San Francisco's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-449-7603. That's 1-800-449-7603. 1-800-449-7603.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hello?
Does your old cell phone make you feel a little outdated? Get a new one at letstalk.com. We carry the latest models from all the major carriers, and we'll save you hundreds over store prices. letstalk.com. If you didn't get it here, you didn't get a deal.
What are your meetings costing you? Driving 2 hours for a one-hour meeting? Watching sales go down the drain because you didn't have the right people with you? Flying to headquarters for a half-day training session? Add it all up, and you need GoToMeeting, the easiest-to-use web conferencing service. Perform on-screen demos, sales presentations, or training sessions right from your desk. Reduce your travel budget and be more efficient by meeting online, anytime, anywhere. All you need is an internet connection and a PC. Plus, meet as much as you want, as long as you need, for one low flat rate. No hidden charges, no surprises. Bay Area listeners can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. For this special offer, visit GoToMeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code BAY. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. GoToMeeting. Online meetings made easy. Try it free today.
This is House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, this is Barney Frank.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, I'm Michael Stitt.
This is Ted Kennedy.
This is Willie Brown.
This is John Kerry.
Hello, I'm Mike Myers.
This is Senator Barbara Boxer.
Hi, this is Jackson Brown.
Hi, it's Randy Rhoads.
Hello, this is George McGovern.
I'm Al Franken.
This is Ed Schultz.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
These are our rock stars. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And one of our emails suggested we should use this as a theme with that rock star's ID. And Jamie at the controls in the studio, brilliant again. 8:37, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown, Will Durst in Reno, and in the studio here at the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero. Thank you for joining us. David Pandori is a candidate for mayor in San Jose. Welcome to The Quake.
Thanks for having me.
And David, you are formerly a member of the city council, right? Two terms?
Right, but not the current city council.
What city council?
San Jose City Council.
Oh, I see. All right. But I mean, what city council were you a member of at one time, though?
Oh, no. I was a member of the San Jose City Council. I was just trying to be a little careful there because our current city council isn't held in the best esteem right now.
I see. Well, you know, people don't make distinctions. Once you're a city councilman, you are a city councilor.
That's right. Politician forever.
How is it you decided to run for mayor?
Well, you know, for the last 8 years, I've been a prosecutor in the DA's office, and, you know, I've been very happy doing that.
Why not run for DA?
Well, you know, I'm more interested in the city. My background is, undergrad, I was a student in environmental studies, had a degree in city planning. I went to Berkeley, got a master's in city planning.
You have a master's in city planning?
That's right, from Berkeley, yeah.
That's not a prosecutor's role. What are you talking about?
No, well,
you have a law degree as well?
Yeah.
So you got a JD, a master's, and a BA.
You're overqualified, sir.
Yeah,
oh,
so that's what
God.
I'm going to lose. I know it.
You better conceal that. The voters will be concerned.
Yeah.
But a master's in city planning, and you put that to good use, I assume, when you served on the city council.
Yeah, I tried to. And, you know, Willie, as being a mayor, that's a great job. It's different than any other kind of job, I think, in terms of legislature is a great job, but mayor, you're responsible for things. You got to make the trains run on time. The garbage gets picked up. Neighborhoods should be safer.
San Jose mayor's office, is that considered a powerful office?
You know, I don't know. Probably if you look at it with any perspective in California, it hasn't been really a stepping stone for anyone yet in the state. But my view of it, in terms of within the city itself, it's an incredibly powerful office. It has a lot of impact on the way the city grows, changes, and safety of neighborhoods, transportation, all those things.
And also San Jose continues to grow in influence around the state.
Incredibly.
It's, what is it, the third largest city now?
Third largest city, 10th largest in the state. But, you know, I really think that's kind of a misleading statistic.
Yeah.
Or 10th in the country, right?
Yeah. Now, which is more important, do you think, in San Jose, jobs or housing?
I think they're equally important, but I think what's most important overall is just the quality of life there, the schools, the environment, the neighborhoods.
That sounds like a politician's answer. You know, well, I think it's the quality of life that's important. Of course,
well,
you do.
You should come up with some better questions.
What's more important? Are you going to build jobs there?
Are you prepared for this radio show at all? Don't you have one tough question to ask me?
Go ahead, Will. Ask him a tough one.
All right. Who's the worst candidate that you're facing?
Oh, who's the guy that you think is going to win?
Well, you know, it's not politically correct to rip other people.
Fine. See, I'm trying to help you.
As a tough question, there's no answer to.
To rip other people? Is that the way you describe it, David? Well, let me ask you this, David. Give me, if you will, all the institutional categories of people who endorsed you. And when I say institution, I'm not talking about the Bank of America. I'm talking about business. I'm talking about labor. I'm talking about educators, the healthcare workers, people who are interested in transportation. Who among that group would you say closely identifies with your candidacy?
Anybody who's got a brain.
Well, now that means you aren't going to win. You remember when Dukakis said, what did he say, Will? You have that
Michael
friend.
Dukakis said, I'm going to get the vote of every thinking American.
Yeah, but he made a mistake. He wasn't thinking when he sat up in that tank with that oversized helmet on his head either. So I have a campaign pledge. I'm not wearing any hats the entire campaign.
Well, now, that offends me because I am a full-time hat wearer.
Well, you have quality hats, Willie. Everybody's seen your clothing.
Yeah, you just lost Ruth Dusen's vote,
yeah,
too.
That's the lady that sells me my hats. I mean, and she's into politics all over the state of California. As a matter of fact, she did a show down in your district of her hats. In terms of the mayor's job in San Jose, do you chair the city council as mayor, or would you have to chair the city council?
Yeah, that's one of the unfortunate parts of the job. You have to sit there with the council members.
Oh, my God.
But you're not elected by the council. You're elected directly by the people.
That's right. You're in San Jose, you're elected citywide. The council members, there's 10 of them. They're elected by district.
And you are the 11th, so to speak. You vote when you break. You can break a tie. Is that the
no,
way?
No, you vote. You vote all the time. In some ways,
the mayor votes every time.
Yeah, he's got one vote, just like or she has one vote every time on everything.
Well, what distinguishes the mayor from a city council person other than the title?
Well, sometimes the clothing or the hats.
That's a good answer on the Quake. Dave Pandori is a candidate for San Jose mayor, and using our mayor here right now.
He's a smarty, too, Will.
Apparently. Well, I'm here with smart people.
He's perfect.
I got to get up to speed.
You ought to be running in San Francisco. Don't waste your talent in San Jose.
I'm not good looking enough to run in San Francisco. Look
how
pretty you are.
Listen, sure you are. Just, get some glue for your hair. You'll be all right.
They talk about Gavin Newsom. He's not as pretty as you, Willie.
Oh, lie to me, brother.
Pandori, what are you sucking up to an ex-mayor for?
Well, I heard he's pretty good at fundraising. Oh.
This guy's on his job, Will. he came prepared.
I want to know what he would do different than Gonzalez has been doing.
Well, how about being honest with people?
Whoa.
Well, he just lost Gonzalez's vote. Gonzalez was on the show 2 weeks ago.
Yeah?
Yeah, he came up. He came up to visit.
How many bodyguards did he have up here?
He didn't have anybody with him.
Well, that's
interesting. I mean, he was traveling alone, wasn't he, Paul?
He came by to have breakfast here at the Americano restaurant.
Right here. He came in, said hello to us. And,
Well, that's interesting because there was a little bit of a scandal because he was having a couple cops accompany him when he was doing some traveling out of state. And people were wondering, gee, Ron, do you need that many police officers? Do people hate you that much in New Orleans?
Well, sometimes you're recognizable and, people come up and they harass you and all that kind of stuff. And you may need some assistance.
Well, if you're doing unpopular things. But you never did that. You never needed bodyguards, did you, Willie?
I need bodyguards right now. I need bodyguards full time, but it has nothing to do with my official duties.
Oh, you think those young women he go out with are just for escort? No,
those are bodyguards.
Assassins.
Thank you. They're deadly.
Especially that tall Russian. Look out for her.
The deadly vipers.
She'd love to use some of that, the tall Russian. She's just ecstatic with that comment. Uh-huh. But back to your mayor's race. It's very costly to run in the world of politics. You referenced my alleged fundraising capacity. What kind of money have you raised down there to run this race? And are there any limits?
Well, there's limits in San Jose. The most you can take from any one person is $500. And the other thing the city has is an expenditure limit, too. So the most you can raise somewhere in a range of $600,000 or $700,000. There's a lot of junk mail you can buy for $600,000 or $700,000.
$600,000 or $700,000. That's the limit, or is that a voluntary?
That's a limit. Well, they've got this kind of scheme set up where if you agree to that limit, you can take $500 contribution limits instead of $250.
If you don't, you're limited to $250.
$250. Right.
So rich guys can just spend willy nilly, I assume.
Well, yeah, they could do that.
Their own money.
But you don't want to say willy-nilly, do you? Willy?
That's the way they say it, willy-nilly. I mean, I can't.
How did that term come about?
I have no idea, but somebody did it long before I arrived.
Okay.
And by the way, my name is not willy-nilly. Are you aware of that?
No, right, Willie.
No.
By the way, David Pandori, we have a segment I want you to hang in here for a couple of minutes, because our next segment, we have WWWD, What Would Willie Do? And David Pandori, running for San Jose mayor, I think this one will be pertinent for you. Just sit in that chair. Will Durst is with us from Reno, going to be broadcasting.
Hey, good luck, Pandori.
Yes.
No, he's not going anyplace
yet. We're
going
to keep him in the chair here for the What Would Willie Do?
Don't chase him out of here.
Unprecedented in having a guest stay for What Would Willie Do?
Well,
my God, it's a watershed moment here in the Will and Willie Show.
You'll find out
they
why.
They have to suffer through the burst of Durst. Why not?
So will the listeners. We'll all find out what Willie Do in just a moment. 847, we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Do you feel like a slave to your work? Spending worthless hours stuck on city streets or freeways, trapped in a cube or office surrounded by annoying coworkers, working until wee hours of the night? Well, the bad news is we have to work. But the good news is you can find relief with GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere. All you need is an internet connection to have access to everything on your PC. Files, programs, emails, and network resources, just like you were at the office. Imagine. Avoid rush hour and start your morning from home. Or leave work early, have some fun, and finish later when it's convenient for you. The best part is, Bay Area listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMyPC.com, click the radio microphone, and enter promo code BAY. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio microphone, promo BAY. Access your PC from anywhere today with GoToMyPC.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-6104. 1-800-500-6104. That's 1-800-500-6104.
Business leaders, need help with tapping great talent, restructuring, or retraining your staff? Don't miss the Life After the Layoff Business and Networking event May 11th from 5:30 to 7:30. Network with business leaders and receive a valuable employment business toolkit. Call now at 650-802-6500 or lifeafterthelayoff.org.
What if I told you I could make your acne disappear and leave you with beautiful, healthy-looking skin? With all the acne promises out there, you're skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a risk-free 60-day trial of a remarkable product called Proactive Solution. Proactive was developed by dermatologists for you to use at home without spending hundreds of dollars on doctor visits. Call 1-800-770-3807 to find out how you can get a risk-free trial. Proactive combines prescription-grade acne medicine with soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. Eliminate bumps and redness and prevent future outbreaks. It's a safe and simple product that will heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while preventing breakouts. With over 7 million customers, Proactive is the best-selling acne system in America. To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution, just call 1-800-770-3807 and you'll become a believer. I know you have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. Call 1-800-770-3807 for your free trial. 1-800-770-3807.
WWWD, What Would Willie Do? Sometimes I'm right, but I could be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. On 960, The Quake, every morning at this time, we ask the mayor a question. Now, on Monday, Cindy will be here, Cindy Chavez, who is the leading candidate right now, poll-wise, and considered the favorite for the race for mayor of San Jose. You have a little over a month. David Pandori is our guest today. Somewhere in that pack of five candidates for mayor, Willie Brown, if you were one of the underdogs, what would Willie do?
Underdog? Willie's never been an underdog. What are you talking about?
If you were not a favorite, if you were behind in the polls, what would Willie do?
There's only one thing that counts, Paul, and that is who shows up on election day to cast a vote. You would hope you'd be smart and clever enough to make sure that in the absentee ballot process, you had walked enough to let people know who you are, with or without the resources, so that if they're marking their ballots early, they got a good impression, favorable impression, and they mark your name. And then you follow up on election day with the same kind of an effort, and it all stems from your voter contact. Willie would make sure that he met every single solitary voter in the district. Catalog those voters, check them off as being favorable, not so favorable, unfavorable. The unfavorable ones on election day skip. The favorable ones make sure they're voted, and the near favorable ones make sure that you go after them after you've exhausted the favorable ones and say adieu to those who are on the other side. And then on election day, hopefully, you have a relationship with Dee Bolt that allows you to be the recipient.
Slip that one in.
Up there.
Yeah, well, great. Santa Clara County isn't one of the ones that have saying paper ballots now, because there, I think there's seven counties that are going to go to paper ballots because all the questions on the Diebold machines.
Yeah. No, we're sticking with the electronic ballots.
And when you do the electronic ballots down there, do you is it touch or is it punch?
It's touch.
It's touch.
And you can put your ATM card in, too.
No. That's a misrepresentation.
I'm just seeing if you're awake.
That's a misrepresentation.
So, David Pandori, though.
But it's a new voter turnout.
No, but
thing,
it's not a bad idea. It's not a bad idea. It is not a bad idea. Yeah. Because, after all, the technology surrounding ATM cards is so efficient. And the rate of error is less than 1%, whereas the rate of error in the voting process is much higher on the electronic side. So maybe you should
vote
with an
ATM
card.
We are. This is a great idea.
Maybe you should vote with an ATM card.
This is maybe a secondary, you know, what would Willie do in this segment? Because if you had to use your ATM card to vote, or you had a card or a voter card, if you didn't have an ATM, to vote, and it gave you a little printout of who you voted for, there's some paper trail. There's a proof.
That's a great idea.
Well, now, wait a minute.
All right, let's get going on this.
There are people in this country that do not have ATM cards, and they are entitled to vote.
Yeah, exactly.
Believe me,
that's
you wouldn't have all these little
check
cash in places if people had ATM cards. They wouldn't need to be paying 25% of their take at these dumb checkout places and these checkouts. So get away from this ATM nonsense.
I said there should be a voter card, too. But
and
David
also,
Penn,
how many votes do you get per dollar? You know?
That's what Willie would do.
Is it according to a demographic? Do you the average income of each district? Because it couldn't be the same in Berkeley as it was in Atherton. You know,
I forgot my PIN number. What do I do? Do I use yours?
Yeah.
I mean, what is this? This ATM card stuff.
But back to what the Willie would do said
to
you.
That's a class separation.
David Pandori, you have many pairs of shoes because you should be wearing them out. That's basically because you've got a whole city with almost a million people.
Going to be precinct walking tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk and you walk and you walk. And you walk until you've won the race.
And, Willie, you know, though, when you go to these houses, you always have to look out for the doors that got the bulging screen doors, because that's a house with a dog in it. And you're careful of those.
You're not anti-dog, though, are you?
No, but I'm just anti-dog bites.
Well, I had a lot of trouble. I had a lot of trouble with
dogs. You ever get bit once?
Yeah. I was challenged. But if you want that person's vote, you don't mind the dog biting you.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to let the dog have a snip.
So when I go out, I put foam rubber all over my legs, and I look for those dogs.
Oh, you are mean. I mean, the dog lovers. You're going to have trouble with the soccer moms versus the dog walkers. If you ever elected mayor, let me tell you what happens. When the public parks, you know, the people who own dogs believe they should be allowed to run off-leash all over the park. The soccer moms who come in there with their kids to play, you know, a little bit of soccer do not wish their kids slipping accidentally on something that the dog left. And so you got the challenge. And I have that experience. I walked into a place and I noticed that all these people with running coals and tennis shoes were on one side and all these people well-dressed was on the other. I instantly knew that that was the room in which I was going to lose some votes, so I referred the matter to my guard, and I left.
Okay.
So keep that in mind as you go about doing your campaign all of your walking.
All righty.
That's what Will would do.
Nah, I'd clean up the stuff left by the dogs.
Oh, really? You're a good guy, Will.
No, I wouldn't actually pick it up. I would just push it over to the side underneath the bushes, and then I'd play soccer right there.
No, Will, you can't do that. You know, it doesn't always lend itself to movement. Sometimes it has spread itself in a very soft manner.
The dog saliva.
Come on. Yeah. This is a great one.
And David Pandori.
I drove 50 miles for this.
Yes, you did. And thank you for coming to the hotel.
It's a delightful experience. What are you talking about? Coming from San Jose, everybody is uptight and, you know, and out of sight in San Jose.
David Pandori, you will rejoin us when you are mayor of San Jose, won't you?
I sure will.
And won't forget your friends.
And we look forward to it, David, and good luck in your campaign.
And if people want to find out
some
more,
great literature.
Yeah, BetterSanJose.com. BetterSanJose.com. David Pandori.
Thanks so much.
Candidate for mayor of the beautiful city to our south here and our south end of our wonderful Bay Area. Thank you for coming up to the Hotel Vitale. I'm Paul Wells here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And keeping it real.
Will Durst is in Reno. Don't mislead people.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their